Good morning, Charles.
As I said, the story this morning of 8-year-old Kagiso Matthews from Cosmo City. Before we meet Kagiso himself, in studio with us this morning is Nakiwe. Mom, how's it going?
I'm good, and how are you?
All right, I believe you just come off a shift.
Yes.
Night shift.
Yep.
12-hour night shift. Sounds like, are you working in a hospital, in medical?
Yes, in a hospital.
All right, what do you do there?
I'm a CSSD technician.
Okay. Well, listen, tell me more about young Kagiso.
Okay.
When was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed in May this year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Quite recent. And it's a form of lymphatic cancer.
Yes.
Okay. How did you take it?
It wasn't easy. It still isn't easy even now.
What's the prognosis? What did they say?
Now the cancer is gone, but he still has to go in for more checkups, but he's okay now.
It's an aggressive form of cancer. All right.
Yes, it is.
So you have to keep an eye on it.
Because he gets temperatures now and then. Sometimes he gets moody, but we're getting there.
How's it impacted on you? Now you're working long shifts, night shifts.
Yes.
And you have this, I mean, it's your child, so it's not like it's a burden, but it must take on you. Could you get tired some days?
Yeah, I used to get tired.
How do you cope? What do you do to cope?
I dance. I listen to good music.
Really?
And I talk to my sister.
You got your sister to talk to. That's all good. Now, tell me about him. His interest in life. I believe he's a big fan of racing. Is he?
Yes, cars. He is. He's into speed. He likes fast cars, yeah.
He likes fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you reached out to Reach for a Dream. We've done many things over the years with Reach for a Dream, an amazing organization that give kids hope. And, you know, they write to them and tell them they love fast cars, and then they go the extra mile.
Yeah.
To make a difference.
And I think the important thing about Reach for a Dream is they get that child for a moment to forget about the illness and the fight, and also to the family, and give them a chance to look forward to the impossible.
So you reached out to Reach for a Dream and said he would love a game, speed game, right? So like a PS4.
Yes.
Something like that. And then you took him there. Tell me, how did you do this? Because he got more than just PS4.
Okay.
He got a dad Kyalami.
Yes.
Inside a real fast car, right?
Yes.
Did you trick him? How did you do this to surprise him? Because I believe this was a total surprise. Mm.
Yes, I said to him, we're going for a scan.
Oh.
We're going to see Dr. Bennett in the hospital, but in a different hospital now. Yeah. So.
Okay, in Kyalami.
Yes.
The hospital is like a racetrack.
Yes.
So you got there, they're giving the PS4 there.
Yes, he got the PS4 there.
And then he got into a very, very fast Porsche.
Yes.
And this is what happened on that day and that moment where this young kid, 8 years old, he loves speed, he loves cars, he wanted a PS4 so he could play his car games, and the next thing you know, he's inside a game. This is the real thing. this is how it happened.
Hello! You must be Kagiso.
Yes.
How old are you, Kagiso?
I'm 8 years old.
Okay. And you have no idea what to expect of today?
I didn't know.
So today we want to show you some fast cars. Okay, there's one. Look. That is a Porsche. Have you ever heard of a Porsche?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to see how fast it goes?
Yes.
Let's go. Saul, we've been watching you. This is Kagiso. This
how are
is
you?
Saul.
Nice to meet you. Let me take my helmet off. Then we can say hello properly. How are you?
Okay.
You good? What's happening?
He doesn't know.
Are you excited? You know you're going in the car?
No.
You don't know you're going in the car yet? Well, now you do.
Do you want to get in?
Yes.
Saul is a very, very, very good driver, so you don't have to worry.
I'll look after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you must tell him how fast he must go.
Scale of 1 to 10.
How fast do you want him to go?
10.
10. Oh, you're brave, eh?
Saul, so how do you feel about this drive? You've done this many times, but this is different.
I'm excited. It's the first time I've taken a young passenger like this in the car. So I'm just excited to show him a good time and show him, you know, what we do in the car and how it feels like to be on the track.
How fast are you going to go? How fast do you normally go? And how fast do you think you're going to go now?
I'm just going to make sure he has enough fun to remember it forever. So that's where we'll be at.
Okay, Kagiso, you're all strapped in. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Couldn't believe his face, actually. It was quite amazing to see how excited he was, and he was actually speechless, and it was really, really special to see him so excited and happy about it. And put him in the car, I really actually felt his energy and how happy he was in the car and how amazing it was to take him around.
Incredible. Take it to 10, he said, and they did. And in case you're wondering, there, the Saul that you heard, Saul Hack, he is an international Porsche racing driver. He was crowned the Pro-Am champion of the Porsche GT3 Challenge in Bahrain in March. So he was in exceptionally good hands as well. Incredible experience. There's a video. Go and see it. Go and share it along. That's how you surprise an 8-year-old who's got a need for speed. Well, we'll meet Kagiso. I want to hear all about this day. Next. Right
now. Good morning, angels.
Thank you for the beautiful work that you guys do.
Changing lives every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. With Martin Bester.
In studio now is Kagiso. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
How was that car? Was it fast?
Yes.
Were you scared?
No.
Were you sure? Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
What was the best? Were you surprised though? Because you thought you're just getting a PS4.
Yes.
That's what you wanted. Mm-hmm. And they took you in this Porsche. Were you surprised?
Yes.
So do you think you want to be a racing driver one day?
Yes.
You think so? You like speed?
Yes.
Who drives the fastest in your house, in your family?
Nobody.
Nobody. They're all slow. So you wanna move around with Saul, right? That racing driver.
Yes.
You'll get there much faster. You'll really get there much faster. How are you doing? Are you well?
Yes, I'm fine.
I saw you walking in with a donut, so things can only be good. I'm so glad that I got to surprise you and that you got your PS4. Are you playing, obviously?
Yes.
Are you? What's your favorite game?
I don't know.
You don't know
Need yet? For Speed.
Need for Speed. Okay. Are you good?
Yes.
All right. Well, so I'm glad you came to visit us this morning.
Yes.
I really, really am. And I'm also very happy that Reach for a Dream heard you and your family. And joining us here from Reach for a Dream, Chloe Mpinga. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me and us.
You can come again. You brought donuts.
Yes. And she brought enough donuts, like two dozens worth of donuts.
I hope you like them. Yes.
But there's a good reason why you brought these.
Yes.
Tell us about that quickly.
So Krispy Kreme partnered with Reach for a Dream about 2 years ago, and we've fulfilled about 60 dreams together. And this December, we're doing something for the holiday season. We've got the Courage Donuts. So this year, our theme is courage, being courageous. So we're encouraging everybody to go into the nearest Krispy Kreme and get the Courage Donut. We're starting on the 1st of December, and a portion of the proceeds is going to come to Reach for a Dream and making dreams like Kagiso's come true.
That's fantastic. How's your family doing? I mean, they're very supportive of you. Hey, they love you very much.
Yes, they love me.
Is there anything, do you sometimes think, sure, working, looking after you as parents do, do they get tired some days? Are you worried about them some days?
Yeah.
Are you? Who in particular? Who do you get worried about?
Mom.
Your mom. Mm-hmm. Why?
Sometimes she's working and then she gets tired.
But she works long hours, eh?
Yes.
When last has she had a holiday? Does she get a holiday?
Yes.
When?
Does she?
Monday.
Kagiso, Monday is not a holiday.
That's all you need, man. That's all you need. And that's all you need sometimes. So you think she could do it with her time off? My mom worked at the hospital as well. Those are long hours, eh? 12-hour shifts. Night shift, all those days in the week. And then, of course, she also loves you and takes care of you. Do you like animals?
Yeah.
Which animal's your favorite?
A dog.
You love dogs? Best friend, hey?
Yes.
How much do you love dogs? You love dogs very much?
Yes.
So, what we want to do for you this morning is, because here's the thing. You don't have to, when you love an animal, you don't have to have it at home necessarily. I mean, you know, there are so many animals out there. I also love lions, but I don't want one at home.
It's going to be difficult.
They, at any given point in time, there are lots of animals and dogs out there sitting in shelters. Have you heard of the SPCA? They sit there that have been given away by other people, and they sit there in their shelters, in their cages, without a family. I mean, you're lucky enough to have a family. So what I want to do for you this morning is, on behalf of Good Morning Angels, we want to donate towards the SPCA. The closest one to you is the Randburg one, and we want your name up there so that you own one of those kennels, and you can go and visit them. I'll take you there, and we can go and meet the dogs there, and we can play with them, and we can meet them. And would you like something like that? You want to go and see the dogs?
Yeah.
You want to go and play with them?
Yeah.
And you want to look after them?
Yeah.
Because that is an amazing way to show your love for an animal like a dog, especially the ones that don't have an amazing family like yours. And let me just quickly speak to your mom there behind you. Nikiwe. It's when you've got kids, just as it is, you know, being a parent, it's tough, right? It's tough. And now, of course, you've got a kid that comes with certain challenges, medical challenges, especially after a diagnosis like the one that you had in March this year. It takes a toll. Was it May? Was it May? Even closer.
It wasn't May.
Even closer. It takes a toll. He tells me that you're tired.
Yes.
Why don't you take a holiday? You can't.
I can't.
You can't right now.
Not now.
Not right now.
No, I can't. Not now.
So, on behalf of Good Morning Angels, we want to give you 10,000 rand.
Thank you.
To take a break. Don't cry, because then I cry.
And then I cry.
No, it's like... Just so you can, it's a small amount, but it's a bit of a break. Maybe a couple of days off.
Mm.
Cool.
Thank you very much, guys.
And tell me about this guy standing behind you.
This amazing guy standing behind me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't say he's amazing.
This guy standing behind me is Tumelo Moloisani, and he's my boyfriend.
Alright.
Yes. Tumi is not my kid's biological father, but he's always been there for us. Since the day we met, he's been helping me a lot with the kids, and I'm very grateful to have him in my life.
Tumi, you okay?
I'm fine.
She appreciates you.
And I don't know what
to say. And so does Kagiso. You're a good man.
Thank you.
So make sure that you get a bit of a break, all right? Use that 10,000, look after yourselves, take a bit of a break, go on a holiday, do whatever you need. You're both appreciated and well-loved. All right. Take care of them.
Thank you very much.
You're a good man. All right. Good job, angels. Good job. Nice to meet you all. All the best. Kagiso, nice to meet you. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, angels.
Oh, my word. You guys are amazing.
You got me sitting in my car, yeah, with tears in my eyes.
Changing lives every Wednesday with Martin Bester.